What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Sitting in my car. I'm in Tampa. I'm doing side splitters tonight. It's this club in Tampa. I'm opening for my friend Kurt Metzger, who's in town. And I'm excited. It's a Thursday through Sunday run. That's how most shows go, clubs go. I'm just hosting, which is fine. I actually prefer it. Prefer it because I can videotape it, put out clips and stuff. But it's really about your friends and contacts and comedy. I mean, you can be a good comic, but your friends can open so many doors for you. So, luckily, I've been doing comedy for a minute, and when my friends roll through to LA, I try to take advantage of it, and I message them, and they're kind enough to give me guest spots. But that's how it also works in LA, too. People get famous, they pull their friends in their writing jobs. I mean, I listened to this podcast with David Spade, A Fly on the Wall, and sounds like all those guys from SNL just pulled each other in, from Dennis Miller, Kevin Nealon, David Spade. Like, there was it's a lot of networking in showbiz, which is what this is about. You got to network on your free time, because that can just, there's so many comics in comedy, it's so oversaturated. How can anybody tell who's funny, who's not? And then with now social media, that adds more chaos. So, if you have a friend who has some buzz, hopefully they'll pull you along. I mean, if you really hit the mother lode, one of your friends gets famous, and then they can green light your stuff. I think, I don't want to say for certain, but I'm pretty sure Amy Schumer helped out Nikki Glaser a lot. I mean, there's a lot of examples of just comics helping other comics get on TV shows. And man, those are game changers that can change your life, like dramatically change the course of your life, your income, your children's life, because you can provide for them, your wife. I mean, it's a big deal. So for me, I've been doing this so long. My only goal is to make it through the days. That's it, pretty much. If I can just make it through the days and not kill myself, I'll be that's a win for me. That's a victory. And try to get a little better in my writing and stand up every time I perform, and just enjoy my life a little bit. I sit here, and I'm not depressed about this, but like sometimes I'm like, man, I'm totally not married. I have no kids. This is all by choice, by the way. This is the design of my life, where I was just did not want to have a family or be in a relationship unless like I had everything kind of set. And I've always been kind of unstable in comedy, so I've never really pursued that in my life. And that's the sacrifice you have to determine. Like, what are you willing to pay for the life you want, knowing that you might not get the life you want? And I'm okay with that. In fact, I was watching this podcast with Bert Kreischer, who's a huge comic. Auditoriums. He was talking about how he travels in like two tour buses and brings his friends along. He's got like a 12-person production crew or something. Like, it's just insane. He's doing these huge auditoriums. But I had his job at the Boston Comedy Club, like right after him. Like, maybe there's a guy between us, but like I was a door guy like him, and that guy blew up. I didn't blow up. I mean, you can make the argument I wasn't funny. That probably was the case. But I also feel like you got to get a break too, right? Like, you got to be funny and you got to get a break in life. So I'm not crying sour milk, whatever that expression is. I'm not mad about it, but I've come to accept that it's kind of this fatalistic attitude, like whatever is meant to be is meant to be, because in my mind I've kind of given it my best, you know, made movies, web series, acted, and, you know, I've showed up for opportunities, and now I'm just grateful I can perform on stage. Because honestly, sometimes I go to open mics still to try out jokes. Like, nobody's, I have a few Indian fans who come out to see my shows, but nobody's breaking down my door. So I've tried to just switch my attitude a little bit and be grateful for opportunities. And this weekend, I'm especially grateful to be working in a club with a friend of mine, and I get to do comedy. And that's something which I wanted to do since I was 18. I went to a comedy club and sorry, there's traffic outside, but I went to a comedy club and I saw somebody on stage and I was like, man, I've got to learn how to do this. And here I am doing comedy. So be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk soon. Take care.